I am Jackie Borowski, and there may be a special caller. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
How did I do?
You sounded just like Jackie.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Perfection.
I have to admit, this is one of my favorite songs from either last year or 2 years ago.
It's like her Katy Perry Kiss the Girl.
I love this song.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to yet another episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, Season 9, Episode 10. Crew better work. I'm your host, Kenny C. Harrison. Yeah, that's my name. You can find me at Kenny C. Harrison on Instagram and Twitter. Joining me, it's a little bare tonight. I told Jay before the show, I was like, I feel a little naked.
I know, I can like stretch out and have like all this space to vogue if I wanted to. Hey guys, it's Jay Ellis. I'm on Instagram at @don_be_jealous and Twitter at @still_jealous.
So let's let the viewers know, happy Memorial Day. This is Memorial Day weekend. Yes. So if you're joining us, happy Memorial Day. Thank you to all our vets. And, you know, we pay tribute to all the vets who have lost their lives to make us free.
Yeah.
So thank you. My seatmate Jackie is sick. So Jackie, I know you're watching. We wish you well and we hope you feel better soon. I miss you so much.
Our viewers are going crazy because she's in the chat with them, just probably laying in bed.
I know, right?
Hot tea or whiskey. I don't know what she's
drinking. She's probably got the whiskey.
Meanwhile,
Jackie, love you.
Yeah, meanwhile, Mark, aka Lorraine Love, is in first class flying to France right now, so I'm super jealous.
Who?
Lorraine Love?
Who? No, I love you, Mark. Mark's gonna kill me. If I fucking rip on Mark, he's gonna fucking kill me. So.
He'll come back. He'll come back.
I miss you too, Mark. I love you. Have a safe flight, safe travels, have fun in Gay Paris. So if you're joining us in the chat room, I don't have it up now, but thank you for joining us. If you're watching us live on YouTube, thank you for watching us. If you downloaded us on Instagram, I always say Twitter, Instagram.
They cannot download us on Instagram. If you downloaded us on iTunes, please review and comment. We really appreciate it. It helps us.
I have to admit, this is very intimate being with Jay tonight. I don't know what this is really weird.
I almost brought like a candle. I'm not really drinking, but I would bring some wine. Yeah.
Jay is, by the way, Jay, he may be innocent. You may think he's innocent. You should see the text messages I receive from Jay.
Bring the receipts.
So hopefully we might have a special guest caller. We're still waiting to get the word. So stay tuned. Stay with us. And if Jay and I run through this show rather quickly, we will take some of your calls. So stick with us.
Yes. And it was a quick episode, too. Like, it felt fast. So I think, I feel like we're going to burn through
it. But what do you think of the episode?
Out of the transformation challenges, this was one of the ones where I felt like Rue herself had just a personal connection to all of these crew members. Mm-hmm. And I actually really enjoyed this one. It's one that stuck out to me over the past seasons.
Right.
More than the Little Women, more than the All-Stars, like family members, like where it was cis women. I like that this was heterosexual men who were not pulled from like a casting call,
right?
Technically, you know, like, yes. I'm sure that they were aware that it was going to happen.
Right.
But it felt really good. I don't know. I really liked this one.
It's funny that you mentioned that you felt that they were aware that it was going to happen. I actually tend to believe that they don't know. It's kind of that if you're, I'm going to be crude right now, so forgive me. It's when you're watching porn and you,
like you are right now, because you're so,
I know, right? I'm sorry. It's like when you're watching porn and you have this fantasy of like two people who don't know each other, and
right.
Maybe they met each other, but I like the fact that they didn't really know each, or they didn't really know each other. Oh my God, my head is in the clouds. I like the fact that they weren't aware that they were going to be featured on this show. So I thought it was, this is one of my favorite episodes so far. I know I said that maybe two episodes ago.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed this episode.
Uh-huh.
So let's get into it.
Let's do it.
What do you think of the post? Okay. I know, and maybe she's not watching. Nina Bonina, I know if you're watching, she's been an avid fan of ours all season. And let me preface this. Again, I love you to death. But I have to admit, and I said this in the first episode, when she won the Lady Gaga challenge, I wish more for her than this defeatist attitude. And it really, it got to the point, and I know it could be editing, but if you give them this to present to the audience, mm-hmm. then they're going to use it.
Right.
So I was really over it at this point. I mean, this is episode 10. By this time, it's like, okay, give me something else.
Yeah. I think up to this point, like, obviously our panel has been rooting for Nina. It's no secret. And when we see this happen, like, she comes in with a defeatist attitude. But I think there's a depression of something where, you know, she feels bad for sending Valentina home. She almost feels like she's not worthy. It's almost like a survivor's guilt from what I'm getting, like what she's talking about from Nina, where she just doesn't feel like she's deserving of this, I guess, title or coming into this competition. Mm-hmm. But I feel like, you know, people always constantly raining compliments on you like they were. That's not what she wants, or it's not the validation from them that she's looking for. Mm-hmm. I honestly think Nina came into this competition wanting to do the drag portion of the show, but not the reality version of the show. She didn't want to be on a reality show. She wanted to be like a drag superstar and get notoriety from that. And I think she's accomplished that because people are going to come see her now because of what she's done on this show. But I think that being on a reality show is a completely different beast where it kind of messes with your head. And I think that there's just something maybe a little bit hard that we don't know or we don't see as contestants.
Jay, can I agree and disagree with what you just said?
Absolutely.
Because only because she even mentioned it. She said, you know, this is what I signed up for. When she was in the bottom, and spoiler alert, we're getting to the end. When she said that this is what I signed up for, this is what you signed up for. You have to not say, and again, I commend her because she's one of those people that in Untucked, she blend in with the couch. She didn't say anything. She yeah. laid low until she was addressed. Mm-hmm. Whereas other people are more like, you know, I want to be front and center. This is all about me.
Yeah.
Yada, yada, yada. So having said that, I do agree to disagree with you. I just seeing her perform live a few weeks ago and knowing her personality, I just wanted more. And you know, not knowing her in the very beginning, because she was in my top three. Mm-hmm. When I saw the Meet the Queens, it was her, Shay, and Alexis.
Right.
And she was the one that was like, this is the one that I really want to watch. Mm-hmm. And I felt a little disappointed.
Right.
So, sorry to get ahead. But I think, I think for us too, because it's just us, we can just jump around.
Sure.
And I would like to incorporate Untucked as well as the actual episode.
Yeah. And the great thing about this episode is it's all relevant because there wasn't a mini challenge. It all kind of went straight into the maxi challenge of the transformations, and we had some good talks in there.
Yeah, I actually agree with you. This makeover challenge stood out. I actually look forward to, if there's two challenges that I really look forward to, it would be the Snatch Game would be one, mm-hmm. because we all know that it's going to happen, and the makeover challenge.
Yeah.
And this particular challenge in particular was one of my favorite makeover challenges. And I have to also confess that I actually watched the first time I watched this episode, I was at 33 Taps in Silver Lake. So if you're in the Los Angeles area, check it out. And I actually forgot, because I had the day off, I actually forgot that they had Drag Race screening.
Okay.
So they had bingo there. Tara Sanchez was one of the bingo callers. Ooh. Which was, yeah, it was one of those things like, oh, season two winner? I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So literally I was sitting at the bar eating, and then all of a sudden bingo happened, and then the show came on. And I can honestly say that judging from the reaction from everyone, and it was packed, the house was packed, judging from the audience, I can get a sense of who the clear favorite like is and who people don't like. Mm-hmm. And I'll spoil it later, but like, I enjoyed this episode so much that I watched it a total of three times.
Okay.
It was one of my favorites.
Oh, good.
Then
we go into the post-elimination where they all kind of talked about how Valentina... What was interesting is I like Sasha saying that Valentina sent herself home. Like, what did you think of that quote?
I agree. There's this... aside from being a phenomenal drag queen... being all around, you have to be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And Valentina, and I said this many times on the show, on our after show, I was buying everything that she was selling. And then when it came down to it, I was just like, I was so let down. I was so disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, it is what it is. It was her time. And I don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
It chalks down to she just wasn't prepared for the lip sync. And I think that you know, it's kind of a crazy to see the flip that change from with Nina, where right. last week Nina got so much hate on social media, Reddit, everything that I check, right. and then this week it's kind of like the reverse where people are like, oh, I really like Nina.
I have to confess, I try to stay away from Reddit because there's it's a good idea. Many
spoilers. I already know how the season shakes out.
I kind of do too. Yeah. Actually, I know how it shakes out, but. I would like to make my own opinion. I like mm-hmm. to form my own opinion. This is why when I was telling everyone at the panel earlier this season that I really don't care for seeing the Meet the Queens.
Right.
Because I want that first impression to be a lasting one. Mm-hmm. Because I can honestly say, like, the ones that I thought I was wanting to look for... Or, I'm sorry, back up. The ones that I wasn't really looking for, meaning Trinity... Valentina, mm-hmm. and I think I was like, I wasn't sure about Peppermint.
Yeah.
Those are the three that I'm really, well, aside from Valentina,
yeah.
the other two, I'm like, I'm really invested in at yeah. this point. So there was no mini challenge, and I kind of, I don't mind it because there was a lot going on in this episode
right.
just revolving around the makeovers themselves. And lo and behold, they had to make over the crew members. Mm-hmm. I got the impression that they were all straight.
As far as I know, they all are.
Yes. So, I live for these. I live for the makeovers. Mm-hmm. They're the funnest. They're the fun.
I don't know. Most fun.
Most fun. Thank you.
yeah.
Like, thank you.
I don't know where you're going.
Challenges to watch for.
Okay.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
What makes it so great is that you see these heterosexual men who are willing to step into like the, you know, pun intended, the heel of these women
right.
or like the other drag queens. And they're so open to accepting kind of what this lifestyle is. And they kind of gain a new appreciation for an art form that right. This is great because they've seen the show happening for so long.
Absolutely.
And yes. now they're like, oh, wow, I've been on the show for 4 years, some of them. And they're just like, I know what you guys do, but to be in the situation is so different. And it's so refreshing to see like Duncan, who has two kids, who's run the show. He said like he's an AD.
Mm-hmm.
He's just like a dream. Like he's... the nicest guy it looked like on TV, and he's dreamy. And I was like, I want this guy to, I don't know. I was so happy to hear that they're so open-minded.
We're going
to
go down the list, but between Duncan and Sarge, I had the biggest crush on the two of them.
Not Rizzo?
Rizzo, he's cute, okay. but not, I appreciate, because I ended up watching his rehearsal with Trinity on the
Same.
Main stage.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, oh my god, this is hilarious. This yeah. is comedy gold.
Right.
And I wish they would have incorporated it into the episode. But
yeah.
The rundown of the coupling, Sarge, who is the camera operator,
mm-hmm.
he was paired with Peppermint. And before I start, I would like to say that Sasha and Shay were the ones that were responsible for
oh, right.
pairing everyone.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that they... I'm not saying that I agree with it competition-wise, but I do like the fact that they diplomatically said they tried to pair people with who they thought.
I think with this challenge, it's fair to do that because you actually, I think that they want each other to succeed and have the fairest competition. And
right.
when they get a win, they know that they won because they weren't sabotaging the game.
Right. And even Mark J, I'm channeling Mark J. He said, this is the season of love. And he totally got that with mm-hmm. the pairing. So Sarge was the camera op. He was paired yep. with Peppermint.
Yep.
Aaron was the art director, mm-hmm. or he's art coordinator, and he was paired with Nina. Rizzo was a set PA, and he was paired with Trinity. Brady was the sound guy, and he was paired with Alexis. Josh, another set PA, was paired with Shay, and Duncan was the associate director, and he was paired with Sasha.
Yes.
And again, great pairings. I think if this was the fairest... level playing field, because in honesty, if you knew that Trinity was going to get, let's say, Brady, she probably wouldn't have done as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the girls did really well in pairing,
right?
And I think that's a great attribution, I think that's the word, to Shay and Sasha, meaning that they are so confident in themselves. And by the way, I have to say that Shay and her sister Brady? No,
Josh.
Sasha and Josh.
Oh, sorry, Sasha?
With Shay and Josh.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Shay and Josh. Okay.
At one point I was just like, I couldn't tell the two apart.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, I was in love with every single guy
mm-hmm.
that they pulled from the crew.
They were great. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. So we talked about the pairing, and we kind of went into a segment where we had the table visits, but before that, we had Nina talking about how she wanted to do something artistic.
Right.
I thought this was so smart on Nina's part because she knew that there wasn't going to be a resemblance with skin tone. So I thought that by creating a character, at least there was going to be a resemblance with like the mask that she was creating. I thought that was really smart on her part.
Okay.
Because she was paired up with Aaron, who is so not the skin type, not the body type of Nina. So I think if she gave that similarities, that's what, when her head, that was going on. Like, mm-hmm. okay, I'm not going to match him, so we may as well create this character to look like something.
I have grown to understand that just because they don't, the couplings don't have the same skin tone doesn't mm-hmm. mean that there isn't.
But it helps, like what you just said with Shane Bay. Like,
it does help. Right? It does help. Yeah. And yeah, just flip flop. But I'm just saying.
I know what you mean, but it can totally help yes. for sure. And everybody else had that advantage of skin tone.
Aside from Peppermint.
True. But that's true.
I want to say that Nina, I know you're watching. Oh, no. And I love you. I was so disappointed, though. And I get it. And I cringe anytime a queen gets on. And trust me, I don't sew. The last time I sewed was sixth grade when I had to take home ec and I had to make a pillow.
Yeah.
So I know nothing about sewing.
I just made this top right before we started. Just threaded the needle.
And I'm waiting for everyone in the chat room to tell you to take it off. I cringe anytime I see a queen on, especially now we're in season 9. I don't know how to sew. And I have to ride you a little bit, but then commend you a little bit, because to come this far in the competition and decide now to sew an outfit,
mm-hmm.
Well,
I mean, Trinity said it best, that at top 6 is not the time to learn how to sew. Like, right. She was just like, this isn't it. Yes. But I appreciate that Nina wanted to do it. Like, because Nina could have just gone to her bag and been like, look, I'm going to do this. So I appreciate Nina for trying. It didn't work out, obviously. But it's just like, at least there was an effort. Like, I know some queens would have been like, well, look, I already brought this in my suitcase. We're just going to throw this on. So at least there was that.
And Jay, I'm so glad Marchie is not here, because he probably will rip me. I want to give all the contestants in this episode a pass. It's not hard. It's not easy. I feel I'm assuming that they get the same time frame to do the makeovers as they do as any other challenge. So for them to have to take someone who's probably never walked in heels, mm-hmm. teach them how to walk in heels, teach them choreography, teach them lip sync, make them over and make an outfit for them. I think that's a lot to do in one episode. So
it's a huge undertaking.
Yeah. So I'm not mad at Nina for wanting to be ambitious. And I think Shay said it. It's one thing to be ambitious. I commend that. But there's also execution and having to get it done mm-hmm. correctly.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we also just had table visits from Rue with mm-hmm. Alexis, Sasha, and Peppermint. So Alexis just kind of talked about, I guess it was more Brady talking about how he's going to co-host the next season.
Right.
So the personality was already coming through.
I love all 6 of these guys, their personality were amazing. I loved their personality.
Yeah.
I think Duncan and Sarge more so, because they were just like, they were living for it.
Yeah.
Agreed. And I have to admit, it's not. I don't think it's easy for these guys as well.
Yeah, and Sasha. So we talked about Duncan a little bit already, and how he was the best person ever. And he, with after the table visit with Rue, he just said, "We both have to stay out of our heads with this challenge."
Right. Agreed.
So that was with Sasha, and then Peppermint. Document life experience by being the camera guy. So this was, she was talking with Sarge about how he's been watching the show and how it happens, but now mm-hmm. it's a completely different experience being a part of it.
And go ahead.
I was just going to say that that's kind of the only 3 visits that we really saw from Rue.
There's also, and I can honestly, because years ago when I first moved to LA, I was a camera operator.
A camera.
PA.
Yeah.
Sure. Kind of. For a show that only lasted 1 season. It was called American Candidate. It was Montel Williams was the host.
Okay.
And basically it was in an election year. And they took, like, you know, random Joe Schmoes and gave them opportunities to run for office. And I knew nothing about, like, what they were experiencing. I just knew from my experiences. So seeing and knowing that when you're behind the scenes, all you're worried about is making sure the batteries are charged, making sure that they have what they need to shoot. And so when you're taken out of that situation and actually put on the stage, it's a different experience. Yeah. So it was very refreshing to see these men transform into these drag queens.
I think Sarge's point, too, was that he's watched it with an admiration, and now he's actually experiencing the admiration that he felt.
Yes. So, I also love the fact... Josh. Poor Josh. He's so cute. Shay's sister, mm-hmm. When asked who was his inspiration on the runway, he said Natalie Portman. Everybody in the audience at 33 Taps, yeah. And shout out to them, they lost their shit. It was hilarious.
Yeah, because Shay's let it be known that hers is Naomi, yes. Campbell, and it's just like those are complete opposite sides of the spectrum.
Complete opposites. Yeah, so that was fucking hilarious. I wonder if anybody noticed that Rue, in the walkthrough, she had a Star of David necklace.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Did anybody? If you notice, make a comment in the chat room.
I did not know.
Because I'm watching. So, I did like the fact that after the walkthroughs that Shay, and again, I just said that I don't think they had more time to do this challenge, that Shay took time away from herself to help Nina.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly think that could have hindered her a little bit, but...
But really, I don't know how to sew myself, but to really show how to...
You don't know how to sew?
Just this top. This is all that I've made. but that was just a fluke. Okay. I don't know how long that takes to really string it through, so I can't imagine it was more than like 5 to 10 minutes.
Now, from what I remember, it takes patience because you have to thread the needle and you have to thread it. It's not just the needle and it goes through the actual machine.
Okay.
So it takes a long time and I did do a zigzag and I believe from memory from 6th grade that's how it's done. So it takes a while.
Okay.
I think.
Well, then that was very nice of Shay. But I think that Nina and Shay have had a good relationship. It's been kind of bumpy lately. Mm-hmm. But I think that Shay wants to still help Nina as much as she can. And I really appreciated Nina not saying, like, I can't ask for any more help. Because I think she looked around the room and goes, like, everybody is swamped with work. So let's go to plan
B. Now, here's my question, Jay. Do you think that was kind of like her ego speaking? Because I would like to say, aside from maybe Trinity... That if we were in the same situation, if I came up to you and say, Jay, I need a little help.
No.
Do you have... Okay, never mind. I was so happy that Mark wasn't going to be here because I felt like I was going to be like treated with kindness today.
He's texting me from the plane, things to say to you back. I'm channeling Lorraine. Ah,
fuck me.
I'm Jay Love tonight. Okay. No, I know what you're saying. Yes. So I would, obviously it's a competition and I've never been in that situation, so I don't know how I would react, mm-hmm. but my opinion is the way that I know I am, I would want to try to help people as much as I was willing to.
Right.
Sewing an outfit for somebody, like I've heard Eureka did earlier this season, I don't know if I'd go that far.
Right.
Just because I'm like, look, I want that prize. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm hungry for it.
Right.
So.
And I think, I have to agree with Trinity. This is not the time to learn.
Right.
I mean...
Yeah.
Who knows what they do on their off days. But moving right along, I think, I guess we go into the mirror moments. excuse me. Mm-hmm. One of the main moments, I think this whole episode was kind of a mirror moment.
It really was.
But the one that really stood out for me was Aaron, the art director or the art coordinator, and his battle with addiction, and Nina. Putting her toe on or putting her toe into talking about her battle with depression.
Yeah.
And I think I think when it comes to Nina's personality, I think there's a lot going on that she's not either ready to tell the world what's happening. Whereas you see contestants, they're very open about, you know, like the battles that they've, you know, the demons that they've battled in the past. Like one that really stood out for me in years past was Pandora Box when she talked about, you know, her suicide attempts or her battle with suicide. And I think that there's a distinct difference. There's a split screen between the two of us.
I know. I want to fight with you right now. I know. I'm Rosie. And you're Elizabeth.
No, you have to be Elizabeth.
Oh, okay.
Okay, great. Only because I'm heavier. I just think that and don't get me wrong. I you know, if you're not ready to explain or go into detail about your experiences, your life experiences, then you don't have to. Mm-hmm. But I would like to know, because clearly there's something underneath the surface that explains this, or better, justifies the defeatist mentality that she has.
Well, Aaron was kind of just drawing a parallel between, I think, trying to show his experience and what Nina could possibly go through. And I think that they brought it back to the show by saying, it's what RuPaul says every show. If you can't love yourself, how are you going to love somebody else?
Right.
So I think that they just, he was drawing that parallel. Like, look, this is what I've dealt with. And I can kind of see maybe it mirroring in your own life, too.
Right.
Yeah. Mirroring. Ooh.
So aside from that, that was a great, like, serious moment.
Yes.
But my favorite moment of the episode was Rizzo and his tuck.
Yeah, Trinity. Well, Trinity the tuck is known for the tuck,
right?
So,
and this is why I think it's justified that she should have won this episode, is that she really like took on that role as an older sister slash mother of, you know, this guy. It was just funny seeing her.
She was hands-on.
Yeah. Well, no, not even before that, she was like, this is how you do it. This is how you do it. And now you go behind the curtain and you do it. And while he was trying to do it, you can tell the frustration that he had. And so she was like the mother hen. She's like, you know what? I'm coming back here. I'm going to show you how to do it.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where it's like, professionally, that is what I would expect from somebody. Because later on, if you watch the extras, you know that she has, if you watch Untucked, she has a crush, or she had like a little crush on Rizzo. Yeah. And it is kind of hard to be in a situation where you're that close to somebody. For God's sake, you're pulling someone's dick and balls between their fucking butthole. So like, that is some intimate shit.
Thanks for the color of
that. Well, our viewers know. I mean, this is explicit. It's intimate.
Yeah.
And first of all, I commend him for allowing her to do that. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, and this is why I love these episodes, is that the men on the other side know how important this is to the contestants.
Right.
So they're willing to, like, put their whatever aside for the greater good. Yeah. I mean, I don't know about you, Jay, but I've tucked twice in my lifetime.
I have not.
It is not a fun thing.
What were the circumstances? Just real quick, tell me.
Halloween.
Oh, okay.
Twice. I did it Halloween, like, 2009.
Great.
And then Halloween again.
The next year, because it was so much fun.
Probably.
Okay.
I was Foxy Brown one Halloween, and then I was Serena Williams for a Halloween.
Work. Love it.
Right.
Nope,
Serena Williams was easy, because I didn't have to put makeup on, but...
Oh.
It's not... Shade. Fun. I mean, you're literally walking around or you're doing whatever with your dick between your legs or your...
Well, it kind of goes back to what you're saying about Trinity being
so
like a good...
I'm sorry to our engineer who has to listen to this.
It's what you're saying about...
Oh, man, I'm fine.
Okay, good.
He's like, I've done it 5 times.
Okay, good.
Okay, so Trinity, it goes back to what you're saying. The being the sister, the mother, like, I think Trinity took that extra step and they said to jump to the lip sync, the portion part, I feel like these things are always so tacked on, these like little before runway, like, you're going to be lip syncing to my song on the runway. I'm like, what are we doing? Like, just throw that part out and give us a little bit longer critiques or
workroom.
I don't like these little like runway challenges where there's really, it doesn't seem like anything's weighted on it.
Right.
But it showed that Trinity actually took more time to work with Rizzo.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, very hands-on and getting in behind the mirror. And I like that the tables were turned on Rizzo, where he's like, get that out of here to the camera.
Because
he's like, you know, it's a prop that you don't probably want taped. So
exactly.
It's funny. Yeah.
I think he handled it with grace, and I think he was very sweet about the whole situation.
Yeah.
So, Roostress. I think we're getting to the runway. Are we moving?
I'm on the same place as you in the notes, so yes.
Okay, good. Runway.
Mm-hmm.
Roostress. What'd you think, Jay?
It was a Zaldi, and I loved it. It was cool.
Loved it.
Like, not Jackie excitement from last week loved it, but like, it was a great dress for me.
Okay, I have to rewatch that. But
she was like, I loved it. Best redress ever. Wow. Like,
this by far was my best Rue's dress ever.
It's my favorite from this season for sure. Like, yes. I think there's probably been some that I've liked before, but this one, right. It just, like, flowed. I love the, it was her sayings, like, in Japanese. That was so rad.
I love the asymmetrical look of it. I love, the wig.
Yep.
It didn't scream, you know, typical Asian aesthetic, but it was very
influential.
Right. I loved it.
I thought it was fantastic. White was something like, I feel like she's been doing like a lot of neons and stuff lately. And I just thought that this was a really clean look. Yes. I loved it.
This was one of my favorites for this season. I have to agree.
Yeah.
So the guest judges were Zaldi, who is an Emmy Award nominated costumer.
And he led Lam for, I think it was 2 or 3 years for Gwen Stefani's line. Oh, okay. So that was kind of, you can see that influence. Yes, so yeah.
Absolutely. And Kesha, who is one of my favorites.
I love Kesha so much.
I even wrote down free Kesha. Hashtag free Kesha.
No, get her out of that situation.
I have to admit, this by far was one of my favorite runways of the season. This was so fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go down the list, Jay.
Let's do it.
First, we had Trinity and Glitter. Well, Trinity and Rizzo, aka Glitter for Days.
Yes, and we have the looks up right now. Cool. So it's kind of like a swimsuit meets. Mm-hmm. What would you say that for? I mean, Rizzo had a, or I guess I'll say it now, Glitter for Days had on a little skirt, and they kind of did a reveal, so a pull-away reveal.
Big hair. I thought they looked great. My only critique is that I wish that Glitter for Days would have had more hips, more ass.
Yes, to match. Because
Trinity has just ass for days. So Glitter for Days looked great. I would have loved a little bit more ass, but I'm good. Okay with that.
Can I have breaking news that Jackie did not like Rue's dress this week?
What?
Quote from Jackie Borowski. I really didn't like Rue's dress this week. It looks like a child painted a tablecloth and Rue wore it to be nice to that child.
Oh my God.
The shade is real in the chat.
Jackie.
I love it. I love it.
I still love
I can hear
you.
Her saying that. It looked like Rue put on. Like,
and
I
then,
can see it.
And then she later on, she says, I love Kesha though. We love you, Jackie.
Yeah.
But I disagree with you, Jackie. I love this dress on Rue.
I didn't get this off.
So I thought they looked amazing. And the resemblance was real. Yes. Next was Shay and Josh, also known as Bay.
Now they did kind of like a white and black gown with like a slit, and then the purple or lavender and blue hair.
Yes.
Yes.
With
a muff.
Two things. Yes. Number one, I think Shay looked great. I thought she looked stunning. And yes, Bay had a lot of issues.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to say this. And, well, you can take it for what it is. There's something really cool about seeing these beautiful, dark-skinned ladies with this purple and blue hair.
Yes.
And I think that this is a lesson for anybody out there who wants to do drag, is that you don't have to fit into like a box necessarily. I just think that I don't think I can remember ever seeing this on dark skin, and I fucking loved it. It was just so refreshing and beautiful to see.
There was aspects that I really liked about this, like the symmetry that went into it. Like, Shay's hair was parted, and then Bay's hair was parted to the other side. Right. So when they walked, the slits were on the opposite legs.
Right.
I appreciated that. Or I guess they are on the same legs. So never mind. There was like a symmetry, though, that went with it. And I liked that the blue or the black and white played off of each other.
Yes.
Like, it had a cohesive story.
Yes.
I just felt like it kind of is what Michelle said, that Shay took care of herself first, and then Bay kind of felt like a little bit of an afterthought, just because it wasn't as polished.
Right.
But saying that, I did like the overall look, and I was happy to see Shay in a different look than the swimsuit that we've seen it, and she's done it well. But this gown was a different look for Shay, and I appreciated that. Yeah. I liked it.
I agree.
Yeah.
I will go along the lines and say that if any resemblance, makeup wise, neck up, they both look beautiful. Yeah. I think Shay does not go wrong with makeup. She knows her aesthetic, and she knows her sister's skin tone and everything. So I had a hard time figuring out who was who.
I just wish that Bay would have pushed her own hair out of her face. Like, that's just a given. Like, take your hand out of a muff and do it. Shay had to run over and be like, here you go. Like,
if you're hooking up with somebody and you don't know what they like, you know, sexually, then it's hard to do it.
No, I'm saying Bae should have done it for herself. I don't know what you're talking about. Bae should have adjusted her own hair. on the runway.
I have to admit, I love this split screen between me and Jay, so.
I love it, too.
Moving on, we have Alexis and Rayanne, also known as Brady. Okay, so Jay's hating on this.
I'm not. I'll get to it, but you first.
I want to hear what you have to say, actually.
I'll go first, then.
Okay, good.
With Alexis, I have to agree with Michelle. There's nothing technically wrong with it. It fits. Mm-hmm. It's an outfit. Mm-hmm. That's it. I don't like anything else about it. Like, it's just... Oh. It's just... I don't know. It's kind of boring. I don't know. I'm just kind of eh about it. So, overall, it was not futuristic, but...
Okay, so...
Sorry, I'm going to cut myself off there.
Before I saw Untucked, I was ready, and I wrote down I was going to defend her to the nth degree because we have a caller.
So let's cut ourselves off and welcome our caller.
Who's the caller? Hello?
Mystery guest.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello?
Hey. Hi. Hi, everybody. This is Jamel calling from Brooklyn.
Hey, Jamel. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know what? I was hoping this number was still working. I was remember I called last year sometime.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't know if it was going to work, so I'm
well,
excited.
Well, you
work.
Got us. Oh, what's hey, happening? You literally interrupted our in the middle of our runway, but no, it's fine. Go ahead. How are you in Brooklyn?
I'm doing good. You know what? I was calling because this, I don't know, I just came in and I saw that y'all was on. I wanted to, I guess, call in to see if it was working and give my little 2 cents about this episode.
Okay, give us your 2 cents real quick. Give us your 2 cents, girl.
Okay, well, the 2 cents that I have. Okay, I'm a good. You know, Nina, the thing when she left, the whole episode for me was emotional for some reason. I've been feeling very disconnected from this season. I love Nina, but I think I found myself a little emotional with the, you know, when she was leaving. Okay. When RuPaul was sort of in tears a little bit, she looked like she really felt for Nina's leaving. I thought it was the right decision, but I was emotional. That's why I was just shocked. I was very shocked that I felt emotion this last Friday.
That's okay. And it's okay. And what we have to realize is that when we watch the show, we are connected to these people, whether the contestants know that or not. And I think the best thing that came from Untucked, one of the best things that came from Untucked was when Trinity told Nina, you are a big brother or a big sister to somebody who you don't even know. Yeah. So we are connected to these contestants, whether they like it or not.
Yeah.
And we may hate some of them, whether they like it or not. So.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I think that this season has been so underwhelming. It's not really been, like, popping and you know, giving everything. And the lip sync was fantastic. But I found that this episode, I guess just because they focused so much on Nina, she seemed so depressed and melancholy and just was so heavy that I felt that through the TV. I felt it right all the way up to the end. I was like, wow, you know. So
see, I'm going to disagree. I'm going to disagree with you. This episode this episode had a lot for me, especially with the crew. And aside from Nina, I agree with what you're saying when it comes to Nina and her defeatist mentality. But there was so much more going on in this episode that I was really rooting for, and I'm absolutely glad that we got to see it.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, the guys are great. You know, I guess I was just so focused on Nina. I don't know why. That's where my brain went to. But you were right. It was a lot of good things there. But I just, by the time it was over, I was like, oh, I just don't. I don't know. I just had emotion to it. I said, wow.
Okay.
I feel so bad, Jamel, because we actually have, we can't type the line for too long because we might have another caller coming in.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, we appreciate hearing
let
from
everyone
you.
Let everyone know where they can find you if you want people to reach you. If you're on Instagram, Twitter?
Yeah, I do. I do have Twitter. They can follow. They can tweet me at jbrooklyn44.
All right. Awesome. All right,
and
Brooklyn.
We always love hearing from you on Twitter. I appreciate it. So thank you.
All right, Brooklyn. Thanks for calling.
Thank okay.
All right. Good Bye-bye. Night. So back to Alexis. My thing was to defend her.
Go ahead.
Before Untucked.
I want to hear this defense.
I'm so not Team Alexis, and I want her to go home, but I actually... If there are moments where you know that you can shine, and then there are moments that you know that safe is probably the best bet. And this was safe.
Yeah.
And I think she played to her strengths, and I can't be mad at that. And her sister looked great. And like what Michelle said, that it was meticulously done.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it wasn't sloppy. It was clean. It was safe.
That's my problem, is that it was safe. Like, I want Alexis off the show just because I feel like there's other talent that's really right. shining through. So I thought this wasn't a, you know, top six look. And this almost reminds me of what she walked into the workroom with, where I right. felt like,
I think we've seen that.
We have. And I mean, it's before. Just like, there wasn't a story. They weren't characters. They weren't camping it up or hamming it up. They were just walking in silver suits with colorful wigs. Like, there was no personality to it. So I just really wish, I wanted more.
Again, I'm giving her a pass for the time length and having to, Brady, by the way, is one of my favorites. He's so cute. He's so adorable. And I think that he looked great on the runway. So, I'm going to give her a pass on this. And normally I wouldn't, but I'm going to give her a pass.
Okay.
Moving on, Sasha. Oh, no, sorry, Nina.
Yeah, we have Nina next.
Nina and Ariana Bonina Brown. Okay.
Let's dive in. I'll go. So Ross said it for me, too. I wish that there was a connection, like a cottontail. Even Kesha said that the ears kind of looked like they were hit by rain because they were a little bit floppy. Like, yeah. There wasn't a cohesion. I already talked a little bit about the makeup and how I thought that was smart for Nina to create that face shape, because if you look at just their faces, they do have a cohesive face. They're both right. hidden behind a mask, right. technically, but there is a resemblance there. And same with the bodysuit. So I don't know. I think that, Ariana could have been cinched in a little bit more
yeah.
to give a bit of a more figure like Nina has.
Yeah.
But I understand why this was in the bottom two.
Mm, yeah. I 100% agree with Michelle. Seeing it, I'm kind of over it. I appreciate it. Don't get me wrong. I love it. Like, I love, and what Nina, as she's leaving, she says that she, you know, she wanted to do something for little brown boys and little brown girls that hasn't been done before. And I want her to know that you have. Mm-hmm. I don't want to take that away from you. But when it comes to this competition, I think it was not, the execution wasn't there.
It wasn't a winning look.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Agreed.
That is what it is. Next is Sasha Velour and Donatella Velour. I'm gonna go first.
Go ahead.
They were really raving about this. Not bad. I personally thought it was basic. I thought it was clever and I thought it was safe, but it wasn't like high fashion as everyone was pointing out.
Okay.
For me, that is just my opinion. So, and I love Sasha. I think she's great.
Yeah. I'm going to disagree. I liked this one a lot. It was 1940s. I felt like they had fun on the runway. And I also think that it's a totally different idea. Like, it wasn't modern to take that risk of putting up these people with like the frizzy hair. They look like sisters to me. Like, I could see them in a circus.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, like traveling the world. I kind of feel like I know these characters.
Right.
And I loved the love and then velour with the UR.
Cute.
I thought that stuff blows my mind. I'm so simple. I'm like, that's wow. So it was really fun for me to see. I'm rooting for Sasha anyway from day one.
Yeah.
And I thought this is just an excellent thing that we haven't seen from her before.
Good. Okay.
Yeah. And the makeup was great on Donatella.
Yeah. Oh, no. Makeup was also all awesome.
Yeah.
So, last but not least, we had Peppermint and Wintergreen. I fucking love Wintergreen.
Yes.
I want to marry Wintergreen.
Wintergreen for all stars.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I have to disagree with Michelle. I did not, and agree with Ross. I didn't mind that the outfits didn't match.
Yeah. They really hit on that hard, and I don't think that they expect them to coming out in matching outfits, and they had like the sleeve that was cohesive.
Right.
But I don't know really what they were not getting from it. I agree that it's not like an exciting dress or anything.
Right.
And I don't know their story, but I think that the face, the makeup that Peppermint did on I just forgot the name, sorry.
Wintergreen.
On Wintergreen, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Is great. Like the dresses are basic, but I don't know. And Wintergreen really sold it. Like they were right. Wintergreen is, if for any reason Peppermint was going to be in the bottom, Wintergreen like pulled
saved
it out.
Her, yeah.
I loved it.
So we realized that the bottom was Nina and Shay, which I wasn't surprised.
Yeah.
Of course. And the winner was Trinity,
mm-hmm.
which I actually, from the judges' critiques, I actually thought they were going to go with Sasha. So I was actually pleasantly surprised.
Yes.
So
for me, it would have been a toss-up between Trinity and Sasha.
Yeah. So I was a little disappointed that we didn't get TikTok from Kesha as one of the songs. But then again, she doesn't own any of her music.
She does not own that music.
But I was so okay with Cool for the Summer. And I thought, again, I thought Shay was fine. I thought she was really good. She deserved it.
For the lip sync, I got such a... I've never had a vibe like this where I felt sad. Like, mm-hmm. I felt like Nina was just so, like, down and sad and, like, holding her head. And then Shay just... I mean, it almost felt like they were doing this pop song as a ballad.
Right.
It was very weird for me. Like, watching it, I just felt, like, emotional about it. And I can't cry because I have really small tear ducts. Right. But I love that Shay was doing, like, turns.
Because you have no soul.
I have no soul also. Shay was doing... The only thing that stood out to me was Shay doing the spins mm-hmm. during the Don't Tell Your Mother.
Right, yeah, yeah.
That was, like, a standout. But other than that, I felt like the lip sync was... It's, again, like, the season has not been my favorite for lip syncs.
I think, for me, I really... Because I love this song so much, I don't know why I can't explain it. It was fine. I think Nina was... In her head, she was like, all right, this is it. And yeah. I think Shay kind of capitalized on that. So,
well, in the Untucked, I mean, Nina's right. She knows this game. This is her third time in the bottom. They're not going to keep her over whomever she was going to lip sync against. Mm-hmm. So I think Nina, I don't think Nina went in defeated, even though I think she did as well. Like, there was a 50-50. But I think Nina mm-hmm. even said, if I were to go in there and kill this lip sync against somebody, Shay, who's won things uh-huh. and not been in the bottom, Rue is not going to send Shay home over Nina. We have not seen that in the show's history.
Right, yeah.
So Nina knew she was walking into.
I think if Valentina would have knew the words, I think Valentina would have stayed.
I think their whole plan was... I'm so on this conspiracy that they wanted Valentina to send Nina home last week, and then Nina was like, yeah, right, like, and brought in Greedy. But I don't know. It's it was hard. This was a hard lip sync to watch. It felt very sad.
Yeah. That's pretty much all the episode.
Sue me. That will go down, I think, in...
It's one of the catchphrases.
It's going to be a huge catchphrase, I think. And also, I love that Rue said that you're part of my family now. Yeah, I think Rue... likes Nina.
I think we all do, and I think it's one of those things where she will be around. We're gonna see her again, so it's not the end of Nina. So
yeah,
tell us what you think.
Also, one last thing too, was Nina writing on the mirror, Shay, I hope this is a struggle to clean. I loved that. Like,
I didn't see that.
It's the humor that comes through, so I'm just so excited.
I did not see that.
Nina just brought a lot to the show for me, as some of the other queens have, but I just felt like this was a sad elimination to see.
Yeah.
Because I know that she still slayed the lip sync. She had every word down.
Well, tell us what you think.
Yeah, please.
Let us know. We're going to have to wrap up. We miss Jay.
Excuse me.
Mark. We miss Mark Jay. I know.
Right
and
here.
Jackie. Yeah. So let's bring it to a close. Jay, where can they find you on social media?
Yeah, I'm really sorry, guys, that our caller didn't call in.
Yeah,
Hopefully, I'll work on that another time. So, you can find me on Instagram at @don't_be_jealous. And I'm sorry I haven't been doing lives after. I've been busy at rehearsals, so I have to go immediately after this to that. And then Twitter is still_jealous. I appreciate you guys always talking with me. It's fun.
And you can find me at Kenny C. Harrison or Kenny Cherison on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you for joining us. Make your comments down below. We will be here next week. Hopefully, we'll have our four panelists.
If Mark decides to come back from France
and
if Jackie's
not feeling
sick.
Better. So thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Drag you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.